responsible. I am responsible, even though I'm not particularly wonderfully controlled. I never do anything that's irresponsible, and so you just feel occasionally, oh, I want to be a bit irresponsible and just not be diabetic for a day, and then you're kind of happy to come back to it. I'm quite don't know what the word is really. People say to me, oh, don't you get sick of being diabetic, or how do you feel about being diabetic? And 4 injections a day, isn't that terrible? But I always feel, well, I'm alive, and you know, I don't have cancer, I don't have terrible pain, which a lot of illness can give you. And so, if you had to choose something, it's not a terrible thing to have, because it actually makes you be quite sensible, and it's made nearly a responsible person of me. I'm quite sensible, really.
I was quite struck by your phrase, it's like having a fourth baby. Do you mean the fourth baby is you?
No, I actually mean the diabetes is like a fourth child. It's something you have to look after, like another child needs looking after. And it sort of is. It's always there. And in that way that, you know, at least you can get a babysitter and go out. You can't give someone your diabetes to look after and ignore it and have a sort of night on the town without it. And so in that way, I have been quite sensible, because if I am indulging in such a way, for instance, of course, at a wedding, I used to have a standard wedding dose of 14 units. It was my wedding dose, whereas now it's I'm on a different regime, so it's a lot more flexible. So you can indulge yourself and do the calculations, because I've been trained now and empowered to do so. But it is just something that you can't ever really forget, because there's so many circumstances in which you are reminded. I mean, for instance, employers, people that you're with for any length of time, it's sensible to let them know. It's sensible to check if you're going on a car journey. It's necessary that you've got your kit with you all the time. So just something simple and insignificant, like not having to carry a bag around. It might seem like nothing to, you know, to yourself, who just can grab the keys and drive off. I have to think about my bag, and then I have to think about, well, will I be somewhere where I can get food? Otherwise, I'll have to make sure I've got something with me. So it is. If I sat and thought about it for longer, I'm sure I could draw lots of parallels with it being like a baby, and it growing up, and you know, you growing to understand it more, and at times I have a teenager, as you all have gathered. I've got my first daughter's 15. At times we're having a head-to-head battle, and at times we're sitting quietly enjoying each other's company. And yeah, I would say that diabetes is like that. Sometimes diabetes and I are in harmony and doing well, and other times I'm shouting at it, I want you to go away.